Hey everyone. Welcome to the very first episode of Soft Girl Real World. Okay, so I'm low-key a little nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. Because this is literally just me, my mic, talking about my life. Whoever decides to press play. So first of all, thank you. Like, genuinely, thank you for even clicking on it. If you don't know me yet, hi, I'm Mystery. Or a mystery for life, that for those that follow my other social media. And this podcast is basically my little corner of the internet where we can just chill. Talk about real life, content life, and honestly, whatever random thoughts pop into my head. I've been wanting to start this for a while because, you know, sometimes you just want to yap. Like, no big agenda, just talk. Whatever happens, happens. Whatever comes to light, comes to light. And if you vibe with the soft life energy, but also the chaos of real life, then yeah, you're in the right spot. Who am I really? So, for episode one, I feel like I should introduce myself properly. If this is going to be our little audio diary together, you deserve to know the girl behind the mic. As, again, I said, I'm Mystery, or a mystery for life. I do content creation online, which consists of YouTube, Twitch, Instagram, TikTok. And it's basically a lifestyle inspiration and just me sharing my world. I've done a little bit of everything. I post videos. I make regular posts. I stream. I play games. Just trying to make cool stuff that feels like me, matches my aesthetic. And I think that's what this podcast is going to be about. Super real, no filter, no perfect version of my life. It's just us. In real life, I'd say I'm a mix of a soft girl and low-key a lot of chaos. A lot of people seem to call me mean, but once they get to know me, they know I'm a sweetheart at life. I'm a real sweetheart at heart, to be real. Like, I love calm mornings, love smoothies, but I also like staying up a lot at night when I'm overthinking, editing, or just playing games on my PS5. I also really want this podcast to show the side of you that maybe doesn't come through in short videos. Like, if you only see 30 seconds of my life on TikTok or Instagram, you might think, oh, she's got it figured out. She's fine as fuck. She's cute as hell. Spoiler, I do not. Why I started Soft Girl Real World. Let's then get into the nitty-gritty of it all. Honestly, I wanted a space that felt a little bit more like FaceTime calls with my best friend. I have a lot of those calls. And when I'm streaming on Twitch, I don't really get the vibe of that. I get the vibe of somebody's watching me on camera and half the time they talk, half the time they don't. I feel like content creation sometimes is all about output, like make a video, edit video, post a video, stream on Twitch, stream on TikTok, stream on YouTube, play the game, go out into the real world, collab with other people. But I never really get to just talk about my thoughts, my growth, my experiences outside of the post. My experiences that made me want to do content creation, what started it all. So here's my vision for my podcast. Random yap sessions, you know? We're just going to talk about life, content, what's going on in the world. Maybe something I just thought of because it's late at night and I just felt like pressing that record button for y'all next time y'all press play. It's going to have guests and collabs because I love getting to know other content creators. I want my friends to be more involved, and some of them don't want to be on a camera, so why not just have them talk on a podcast instead? Or maybe even just people out and about, just finding stories and perspectives that aren't mine. And honestly, the real life moments, the struggles, the wins, the oh my god, why is adulting like this? Kind of things. Like, I'm about to graduate college. There's going to be a lot of moments of, am I ready? Like, what am I going to do next with my life? So basically, this is my diary. This is my group chat. All of you are in my group chat. And I know the name is Soft Girl Real World, which sounds cute, but the real world part? Oh, we're talking about real world. Not everything is aesthetic. Sometimes it's messy, confusing. And I think sharing that matters too. This goes into my first real yap of this episode. I know it's episode one, but it won't make sense unless it all comes together, right? So, since this is our first episode, I'd just like to start with a mini life update. Right now, my life is kind of in a transitioning stage. I'm focusing a lot on content creating. I'm working on myself. My last semester at Georgia State University. I'm not working, but I will be starting to work in a little bit, and I'm figuring out what my long-term goals is. Figuring out where I want to go to grad school for my master's. Figuring out where I want to work. If I want to work a full-time or a part-time. Just trying to get life together. And if I'm honest, being a content creator is amazing, but it's also scary. Like, your life compared to your content life are intertwined but different. And sometimes I feel like I have to live interesting just to be able to post something. And lately I haven't really been wanting to do the posting part of content creating. Like, yeah, I stream, but I don't, like, I just made 120 followers on Twitch, and I feel like I only averaged 3-4 people that actually watch me. And can we also talk about how internet can make you feel like you're always behind? Like, I really feel like I'm behind half the time. Like, if you're not doing enough, posting enough, you're not traveling, you're just behind. You're set behind and everybody else around you. And I always have to stop to remember, like, you just started this consistently, like, 2 months ago. And look at where you're at now. You're already getting collabs. You're already getting the views. Like, you're coming up with the things that you want to come up with, and you're trying your best to execute it. Real life isn't a highlight reel, and I need to remember that. But sorry, that was my little TED Talk moment, you know. Have those here and there. And anyway, I also want to share things I've been loving lately, because why not? I've been obsessed with the fact that I've been waking up at 7 in the morning, sometimes 6, and being able to make myself breakfast and clean my apartment. I love that I'm starting to read again, like, I used to love reading as a kid, and I've started doing that again to where I'm doing a little video right now to see how long it takes me to read the books that I'm reading. And trust, I'll be reading some of those books on here with y'all. And music. I've always been the soft R&B girl, and I'm always gonna have that soft girl energy. But I'm starting to expand my listening circle a little bit more too. So what do you expect from this podcast? If you've made it this far, I want to thank you again. You're officially part of the Soft Girl fam now. But here's what you're going to be seeing moving forward. I am going to be doing weekly episodes. I don't know what day. It may not always be the same day. But we're going to start off with some solos, and then I'm going to gradually start adding other people in. Story times are a must. Like, I have so many real life stories I've never put on social media. Some funny, some embarrassing, and some that might actually help some of y'all out there as a surviving victim. And, of course, the open conversations. We'll be talking about creative life, mental health, growing up, adulting, relationships. Basically, the real world we're all trying to survive in. And I really want to make this interactive. So if you're listening and you ever had a topic that you wanted to talk about, or you have questions that you want answered, my social media is going to be linked below. I want y'all to hit me up, or I'm going to try and find a way that you can add a comment. There can be a comment section so that y'all can talk directly to me. I do have a Discord, and I want everybody to join that Discord if you're listening. My soft girl moment of the week. I thought it would be cute to end each episode with a soft girl moment of the week, which basically is one small thing that made me happy, calm, or grateful. This week, mine was just having a slow Sunday that allowed me to actually start this podcast for y'all. I woke up this morning. I ate some breakfast. I did some work. I finished the summer semester off. And I just realized, you know what? I'm going to start a podcast today. And the softest moments like that are the most real as well, because they're the realization of it all. All right. I think that's enough for episode one. I think that was such a great start to this podcast. I'm so happy. I'm happy I finally hit record and made this happen. If you enjoyed this little intro, make sure to subscribe or follow the podcast so you don't miss more episodes. Next week, I'm thinking of going a little bit deeper into balancing real life and content life, because that's an important topic for anyone that wants to get started. I may have a guest come talk to y'all, I may not. We'll see. But again, thank you so much for listening to Soft Girl Real World. Take care of yourself this week. Find your soft girl moment. And I'll talk to you soon. For those that don't follow me already, all of my social media, again, will be linked on my link tree. But A Mystery for Life is the easiest way to find me. Y'all have a great and lovely week.